تديرو. Straighten the lines, fill in the gaps. Pray as if it's your last prayer. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى. قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأحش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى. قال ألقها يا موسى فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى. قال خذها ولا تخف سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى. واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء آية أخرى لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي هارون أخي هارون أخي اشدد به أزري وأشركه في أمري كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى ولقد مننا عليك مرة أخرى. إذ أوحينا إلى أمك ما يوحى إن اقذفيه في التابوت فاقذفيه في اليم فليلقه اليم بالساحل فليلقه اليم بالساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
إن شاء الله Isha will be at 9 o'clock starting tomorrow.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, Sheikh Salah is traveling, so by his request, if I can have a few minutes of your time, inshallah, 10 to 15 minutes, just a short reminder for us all, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, biha nahya wa biha namutu. وبها نلقى الله وبها نوالي واشهد ان عظيمنا وقدوتنا محمد ابن عبد الله عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله أما بعد. So approximately there are 1.9 billion Muslims across the planet today. So we can infer from this that out of all the far corners of the earth, there is a Muslim somewhere over there. And that this religion of Islam, it has become well known. You know, people have a vague idea of who Muslims are. They know what the deen is about. And it is easier to be a Muslim today than it was in the early days of Islam. Especially in a city like Mecca. Where in that city there is 360 idols, and every person in that city is deeply devoted for each and every single one of those idols. And so for a person to come out and make the proclamation, La ilaha illallah, there's none worthy of worship except Allah, you must understand that it is an astonishing remark to make. And for the people to accept that message, to accept that truth, they are not ordinary people. You know, they need to have a heart of steel to go against all of society and to say that this is the truth. You know, a back filled with stamina, and most of all, you know, they must be visionaries amongst laymen. You know, people who have the foresight, people who have the vision that whatever mess I was involved with before, this path is what is the truth. And so from those categories of visionaries, from the category of those special people, there was a man by the name of Bilal ibn Rabah. And Bilal, radiallahu anhu, when he accepted the message of Islam, his struggle compared to the other people who accepted this message was multiplied exponentially. Because Bilal radiallahu anhu, he was an Ethiopian slave, enslaved in Mecca. And his master is a disbeliever as well. So while other people had their own struggles and their hardships accepting this religion, Bilal radiallahu anhu, his, you know, the torment began, the punishment began, and it is a famous story about the punishment and the torment and the sufferings that Bilal radiallahu anhu went through. However, there's a lesson that we can learn from this. That when you bear the hardships that Allah Azza wa Jalla sends your way, when you bear the difficulties for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla's deen, know that Allah Azza wa Jalla will do nothing except for elevate you. And so Bilal radiallahu anhu, being a slave, we know that a slave's biggest dream is to be free one day. Is that one day my son or my daughter may be called a free man or a free woman. You know, one day I'll be freed from the shackles of bondage. So Bilal radiallahu anhu, with this dream of emancipation, Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills that dream for him. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is sent to go and pay the master and free Bilal radiallahu anhu. And so you will notice that when you travel to foreign countries, usually someone comes to pick you up at the airport, and whoever comes to pick you up is an indication of what your status is. So for example, a prime minister travels to a different foreign land, then usually typically the prime minister of that land comes to greet that person. If you are a president of a country traveling to a different country, usually the president comes and greets you at the airport. So for Bilal radiallahu anhu to be freed by none other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, who is by consensus the best and the most pious of creation after the Prophet alayhi salam, yani this is not an ordinary freedom. And so Bilal radiallahu anhu, being given this honor, just yesterday, the people of the town will not sit with him, will not eat with him, will not speak with him. And now today he is sharing the sufra, he is sharing a meal with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best of creation ever possibly made. You know, what other honor is this, Subhan al-Malik? Understand that when you bear, he bore the hardships, he bore the suffering for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal elevated him. And the story does not end there. Some time passes, the immigration happens to Medina. The Muslims have now settled and reside in Medina. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, out of all of the blessed ashab radiallahu anhum, he chooses Bilal radiallahu anhu to be his confidant, to be his right man. You know, in so many narrations, you will notice that the Rasul is telling Bilal radiallahu anhu, "O Bilal, take this from the Bayt al-Mal and give this that to that person. Give this to that person from the Bayt al-Mal." You know, he is a treasure of the Rasul. And when the masjid was built, out of all of the possible creation, Allah Azza wa Jal chooses this ex-Ethiopian slave to go and call out the call of the prayer for the Muslims. Can you imagine to this day, millions and millions of masajid across the globe, 5 times a day, all call out the exact same utterance that Bilal radiallahu anhu called out on that day. And in the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever starts a practice, whoever begins a righteous deed, he gets the reward for it. And whoever completes it after that, he gets the reward for it as well. So can you imagine an uncountable amount of adhans are called out today, and all of the reward is going to Bilal radiallahu anhu. When you bear for the deen, Subhan al-Malik, you will be honored in ways you cannot possibly imagine. And the time of Fath Makkah comes, the conquest of Makkah comes, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he chooses Bilal radiallahu anhu to not go inside but to climb on top of the Kaaba and to call out the adhan there. The same city where just a while ago he was at the lowest status chain of society. He is a slave. Understand that the slaves have no right except to obey their master. So in that same city, he is now calling the Kaaba in, calling out the adhan for everyone to hear. And in Medina, there was an instance where the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with Bilal radiallahu anhu. And so the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "O Bilal, I heard your footsteps in Jannah." Ah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine the sensation of Bilal? "O Bilal, I heard your footsteps in Jannah." Yani he already has the dunya, now he has the akhirah promised to him as well. When you bear the hardships, know that Allah Azza wa Jalla will elevate and honor you in ways you cannot possibly imagine. And now some time passes. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. And Bilal radiallahu anhu is now on his deathbed. And his wife is there with him. And you can imagine the sentiments of the wife. Yani, you know, my husband is about to pass away. I'm about to become a widow. I'm about to become a widow. You know, a companion of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to pass away. So she calls out, "Oh, what sadness, what sadness." So Bilal radiallahu anhu, look at the response that he gives his wife. Yani, the clarity and the solace and the peace that Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him in his final moments. Bilal radiallahu anhu says, "No, this is not a sad moment, but a happy one. For tomorrow, just after this little hurdle, I will be with my friends, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions." My point today, my brothers and sisters, when you bear for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, when you bear the sufferings and the hardships for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, know that nothing will happen except you will be honored, you will be elevated throughout time and space. Whether you may be at work, in school, you know, act in an elegant manner, have dignity around yourself, dress in accordance the way that a Muslim should dress. For the sisters, be wearing the hijab, the scarf on your head, wear it like a badge of honor. For wallahi, you are chosen specifically by Allah Azza wa Jal. Out of all the billions of people on this planet, Allah Azza wa Jal chose you specifically to be on the haqq. So wear and dress yourself in accordance to that. And for the men as well, for the young boys over here at school, do not wear shorts that, you know, show like half your thigh. You know, have some self-respect for yourself. Be in accordance to how a Muslim should dress. Carry yourself with dignity. Be kind to everyone. Be a person who is approachable. And in that instance where the salah time comes and you have to go and find a place to pray, you know, people are looking at you, you feel weird and uncomfortable, bear that hardship, bear that difficulty. Have that sit down with your boss, have that sit down with your teacher. And from what I know, what I have seen, your boss and your teacher gains more respect for you. Have that sit down in a mature manner. Be a person that does not shy away from the salah. It is your right living in this country. By law, they cannot deny your request to pray Salah. So my brothers and sisters, bear for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and I promise you, we will be successful in this dunya, and if not in this dunya, then in the akhirah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant us the ability to make it extremely easy for us to understand and act upon what has been said and heard. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make it easy for us to bear the hardships and the difficulties that Allah Azza wa Jalla places in our way. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make it extremely easy for us to remain steadfast on this deen. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala the same way that He has gathered us today to gather us in the highest levels of Jannah al-Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khairan for your time and your patience. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward and accept all of your efforts. Subhanallah wa hamdihi, subhanakallah wa hamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.